Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. It's time once again for another episode in the adventure of the unreturnable high school class ring. When last we left our young hero... No. Wait a minute. Some of you know that I'm a big fan of old-time radio, and sometimes I just slip into the vocabulary of those old radio serials. Okay, enough of that. Back to the ring story. For you newcomers, here's a quick recap. I found a high school class ring several years ago, and I almost found the owner the first time around. I knew her initials, but not her name. I contacted her school, and the school wouldn't give me her name, but they located her father, and he contacted me and told me his daughter would call me soon, but she never did. That was about a dozen years ago. Thanks to the urgings of you listeners, I've been trying again to return the ring to its rightful owner. I think I have found her on Classmates. At least, I found a girl with the same graduating year and initials that were on the ring. I sent her a Classmates note, but after a month, she has still not read it, and probably won't, because most Classmates members never see the notes sent to them through Classmates. They either never visit that site, or they have their spam catchers set to stop notes from getting to their email inbox. So this week, I decided to kick things into high gear. Here's what I've done. First, I sent notes to every possible contact with her name in Facebook. Second, I sent notes to every possible contact with her name in MySpace. Third, I sent notes to every possible contact with her name in LinkedIn. Fourth, I sent a note to the principal of her high school, asking him to see if he could locate her for me. This worked 12 years ago. I'm guessing it's a different principal by now. And fifth, I searched for a website for her graduating class. And although there is a skeleton website set up, it's blank. It's never been used. I've noticed that this is not so uncommon. One student from a class gets ambitious enough to establish a website for his class, but he never gets around to doing the work necessary to get his old classmates involved. So the site just kind of sits there. Anyway, now I'm waiting once again to see if any of these attempts will bear fruit. As always, I'll keep you posted. Please visit my book site, www.treasuremanual.com. There are several articles about metal detecting at the bottom of that page. Thanks for listening. I'm Dan Hughes, in the Treasure Corner.